You would turn in the scriptures now to Exodus chapter 7. Exodus 7, we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 25. Exodus 7. And verses 1 through 25, God's people, these are the words of the living and true God, so give your attention to them. And the Lord said unto Moses, See, I have made thee a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee, and Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt and bring forth mine armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I stretch forth mine hand upon Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. And Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded them, so did they. And Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 years old when they spake unto Pharaoh. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, When Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, Show a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, Take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, now the magicians of Egypt. They also did in like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods, and he hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened, he refuseth to let the people go. Get thee unto Pharaoh in the morning. Lo, he goeth out unto the water, and thou shalt stand by the river's brink. Against he come, and the rod which was turned to a serpent shall thou take in thine hand. And thou shalt say unto him, The Lord God of the Hebrews hath sent me unto thee, saying, Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. And behold, hitherto thou wouldest not hear. Thus saith the Lord, In this thou shalt know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will smite with the rod that is in mine hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood. And the fish that is in the river shall die. And the river shall stink, and the Egyptians shall loathe to drink of the water of the river. And the Lord spake unto Moses, Say unto Aaron, Take thy rod, and stretch out thine hand upon the waters of Egypt, upon their streams, upon their rivers, and upon their ponds, and upon all their pools of water, that they may become blood, and that there may be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded. And he lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants. And all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. And the fish that was in the river died, and the river stank. And the Egyptians could not drink of the water of the river. And there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened. Neither did he hearken unto them as the Lord had said. And Pharaoh turned and went into his house. Neither did he set his heart to this also. And all the Egyptians digged round about the river for water to drink, for they could not drink of the water of the river. And 7 days were fulfilled. After that, the Lord had smitten the river. And those are God's words. And here the Lord, through verse 7, further confirms to Moses and Aaron His great workings through them, by which we are told that they obey His commandments. and in which verse 1, Pharaoh will consider Moses as a god, as he's the Lord's representative, and Aaron like the prophet. And then through verse 13, the famous trial happens between Moses and Pharaoh. Moses demanded the release of Israel, and this is denied by Pharaoh. And Moses shows before Pharaoh the rod turning to a serpent, as he was commanded previously at the burning bush, and Pharaoh's magician doing the same. How do you think Pharaoh's magicians did it? We know that Moses and Aaron was commanded to do it. Of course, that came about by the Lord's strength and power. How did Pharaoh's magicians do the same thing? You need to know, beloved, that there is the truth of the power of the evil one. This was not just an illusion. They really did do this, the magicians of Pharaoh. And of course, we know that none of that happens without the decree of Jehovah. And here we see that Aaron's rod swallowed up theirs, the serpents. And so even this was to harden Pharaoh's heart and bring about the destruction of many Egyptians. Even the magicians, Pharaoh's magicians, doing the same similar thing. 2 Timothy 3 speaks of Pharaoh's magicians. It says, "Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith." That tells us something about Pharaoh. He resisted the truth, corrupt mind, reprobate concerning the faith. And in Matthew 13, the Jews resisting the truth as well, seeing the miracles of Jesus Christ, showing Him to be the promised Messiah. And He says what? "Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand." People cannot be convinced by great signs and wonders. People are not convinced by man's word to come into the kingdom, just like Pharaoh. The Lord must send His Spirit, and people must hear the calling of the Lord through His Word and have their hearts changed by Him. And because of this hardening then of Pharaoh, the Lord through Moses brings about the first plague of 10 plagues here in chapter 7, and turning the waters of Egypt to blood, in which the fish will die. They did die. And this is repeated in similarly in Revelation 16. Revelation 16 says, "And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man. And every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood." There in Revelation, judgment's promised. And judgment's promised to the whole world. In Exodus, just to Egypt. In Revelation, to the whole world. And so these plagues, we will note that they are just a foretaste of the final judgment, or the judgments throughout the tribulation which we are in now. And they are throughout the whole world. And the question to us is, are you listening to the Lord? Are you listening to Him? Are you hearing His warning? And we'll continue hearing about that in a few moments. Let's pray. Our Father, we give You praise. We're thankful for Your Word. We're thankful that You are the God who calls Your children, calls Your elect to Yourself. You draw them to you, even by the Holy Spirit. And we're thankful that You speak forth Your Word. And by Your Spirit, men and women, even children in the womb, are saved at times. And we are thankful for this, even as we think of the one in the womb, John the Baptist, who was saved. And so, Father, we praise You for Your Word. We're thankful for Your Holy Spirit. Father, we pray that You would send Your Spirit with Your Son. Send Your Spirit upon our hearts today. In this time of our worshiping You, coming before your throne. Send your Holy Spirit in power and do your great work of salvation in your people. And Father, you're also the God who ought to be exalted and thanked and praised, because you're the God who also hardens hearts. All that you do, we ought to thank and praise you for, and you harden hearts. And so we praise you for it, though we don't always understand it, though it doesn't seem exactly right in our sight, in our frailty, and yet really it is all the more just that you harden hearts, and that people do not come to you by faith and for their salvation, and they receive the just punishments of their sin, as we have heard about. And it's altogether unfair, which is all by your grace, that men and women and children are saved from their sins. And it is altogether unfair, and yet all of your grace, that the elect are brought unto you by your Holy Spirit. And so we praise you for your eternal decrees, your sovereign plan of redemption for your people, your elect people of the Jews and Gentiles, which we long for now in hope of the great gathering in of the Jews and the Gentiles. And so bring that about in time, at the right time, even in the midst and through those great judgments we just read about in Revelation. Father, may your name be glorified, and may we and all those we love and our families, all those of this world, that they would see, just like the Egyptians did, that they would see your judgments, and that they would exalt in the Lord, that they would know that this comes from Jehovah. And Father, we do pray and ask for your help in our souls, that you would sanctify us. You would turn us to yourself from the world's ways, from the vanities of the world, and that you would turn us to you, the living and true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to your word, that we would meditate upon the word day and night, that we would love your word, that we would seek, even as we heard last Lord's Day, that communion with your Son, Jesus Christ, that we would long for him, even now as we hear him speak. Father, we ask that you would help us in our bodies. We struggle, some of us, as we grow older. And as we grow older, we get more frail. And we suffer in our bodies. Many this morning probably exhausted from the week's work. And Father, we ask that you would strengthen us in our bodies, that we would worship and serve you even today, that we would rest our souls in you, and by it that you would bring rest to our bodies, even as we struggle to focus upon your word, as we struggle to keep the Lord's day holy, as we struggle to honor and worship you. Help us by your Spirit and strengthen us in our souls. We pray that you would comfort us in our souls. Comfort us because we are sinners. We keep sinning against you. And some are still in the complete darkness. We pray that you would shine the light of your countenance upon them and upon us, your people. And you bring us out of that darkness or remaining darkness into a marvelous light, even as we hear your word this morning. And Father, we ask that you would turn us from our sins, of where we have not loved you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, nor loved our neighbor as ourselves. Help us to turn from our sins to you, the living God in Christ, to know that you receive us for Christ's sake, not for ourselves, not for what we do, not by our actions, but by you alone, by Christ alone, and by your grace. That your name would be exalted and you would be glorified. We pray for our children, that you would turn them to yourself, and even now as they hear your word, that they would love you and that they would love not their toys, not the things of this world, which are so easy for them to see and which are so easy for us to exalt in and worship. Father, turn them to see that You are all in all, that You are everything, and that You must be our God, and we must worship and serve You. Father, grant peace and comfort to Michael and Audrey and the Nichols and Watson families. Pray that as Michael and Audrey still struggle, still grieve and will grieve for the rest of their lives, You would uphold them, that they would turn to Christ Your Son, and that they would even be strengthened to the point where they can serve Us in our afflictions and our losses, and encourage us in Christ Your Son. And in all things, Father, we pray that we would seek first Your kingdom and Your righteousness, knowing that all these things, as Christ sits on the throne, all these things will be added unto us, because You're the God who loves us, and You're the God who blesses us. And so we ask for Your help, and we ask for Your blessing. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.